small group gathered downtown to drive to San Diego and help June Reno. Reno used to be a homeowner. For 19 years, she lived with her husband in her Mira Mesa house. That is, until it was foreclosed recently when she couldn't make the payments. She said in a video taken by KFMB San Diego that even though the bank changed the locks on her house, she's not leaving and has chained herself to the porch to prevent eviction.
We are not just going to turn our keys over, not without a fight, and I am not going to walk away from this home quietly.
Reno took out an adjustable rate mortgage to pay for her home. That means her interest rate was expected to go up, and it did. Her mortgage went from about $4,000 a month to $5,800. She says her bank has refused to allow her to buy the home back, even though she found a lender for the mortgage. John Parker is the head of the Labor Community Coalition to Stop Foreclosures and Evictions. He organized the caravan to put pressure on the bank.
When the people take to the streets or support their neighbors, making it very hard for these banks to steal people's homes in the night. And it's so ironic because they're already stealing our tax dollars. The banks are getting bailed out. This is the way they reward the people who are bailing them out by stealing their homes.
The U.S. Treasury Department is still in negotiations on a plan to help up to 3 million homeowners in danger of foreclosure. But the number of foreclosures is still on the rise. Parker and Reno hope the protests will spread awareness about home foreclosures across the nation. Reno plans to stay chained to the house until an agreement is worked out. Connie Kuo, Annenberg, Radio News.